Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice to hear the authoritative, experienced voice of Chris Miller this morning as we ring the opening bell with who else, Chris? Who else to ring the opening bell this morning but the Golden Band from Tigerland as we get ready to beat Alabama, right?
That's right.
You got darn right. Almost said the wrong thing there. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Jeff Palermo, WWAltar.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Look ahead to the Bama-LSU Fighting Tigers game. I like that prediction of LSU winning. Let's hope they do. Weather should be all right. We'll be back. Go Tigers, WWL. I'd 6-12 on this pre-Alabama Friday, November 8th. Been a long week, and what better way to cap it off than with a resounding victory in Death Valley tomorrow night. Highs of 82 today, 83 tomorrow. Apparently it will not rain in Death Valley tomorrow night. 80% chance for showers on Sunday. And then about a 60% on Monday. Looking ahead to next week, highs in the upper 70s through Thursday. Then when we get to Friday, you'll be talking about lows in the 50s and highs in the upper 60s. So not really a cold front, but better than it has been. The big game Saturday night. We got all the action for you here on WWL. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Jeff, this is the big one. This is the reason why you lift all those weights. This is the moment that you wait for. This is what you want if you're an SEC fan. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tommy. I'm doing very well.
Tell me about changes since Monday when we've spoken with both teams and, or maybe changes, let's take it a step back, changes since the bye week 2 weeks ago for both teams started.
Well, I think for we'll start off with Alabama. You know, Alabama had a tough loss against Tennessee. They didn't play very well, but they really rebounded well the last time they played, and that was a shutout victory against Missouri. Now, Missouri is certainly a pretender this season, right? A team ranked preseason top 10 or right around there, and they've had really an awful season, to be honest with you. But whenever you shut out a team, that's pretty impressive. They held Missouri to less than 100 yards passing in that game. So after losing to Tennessee 24-17 on October 19th, they really rebounded with a nice game there. I think, you know, a lot with them, for them, is, you know, when Jalen Milroe plays well, they tend to, as a team, plays well. And I know that's kind of a simple statement to make. Okay, yeah, your quarterback plays well, the team plays well, but really, he's the guy. I mean, he's the guy that makes it go. You know, if he's accurate with his passes and can get the ball to their big time freshman playmaker in Ryan Williams and their two running backs, Jamarian Miller, and along with Justin Haynes, if those guys are providing good complementary work for them, that they are tough to beat. And then defensively, what they like to do is they'll force some turnovers on you. When they've had good games, they've been able to force turnovers. They don't put a ton of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, but they're able to get turnovers. And, you know, that's been kind of the philosophy for them. For LSU Tigers, obviously a lot of focus on trying to defend a mobile quarterback in Jalen Milroe who can run. Yeah, there's the read option, but what really hurts you with Jalen Milroe is when the play breaks down on a passing play and then he takes off running. I mean, he crushed LSU in that last year, over 155 yards rushing, four touchdowns against LSU last season. So that's something that LSU's obviously been working a lot on, cleaning up some of the issues that they've had on field goals, right? I mean, they missed three field goal opportunities in the Texas A&M game. And then obviously they're looking for a bounce-back performance from Garrett Nussmeier after throwing three interceptions. And LSU, as we've talked about pretty much every time we've previewed a game, Tommy, they're trying to also give Nussmeier a complimentary rushing attack. So LSU working to have a little bit more balance on offense than what we've seen.
You know, I don't even know where to start here. Let's start with Milroe and running.
Yeah.
You would think that LSU would be ready this year, right, to defend
Yeah,
us.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, and even Brian Kelly talked about it on his show last night. You know, a couple weeks ago when they played Arkansas and they went up against Talen Green, they did an outstanding job against a running quarterback. And then they faced Marcel Reed in that Texas A&M game, who comes in for an ineffective Connor Wigman, and it looks like they've never defended a rushing quarterback before. So they're going to be ready. That was the disheartening thing about that Alabama game last year, is just how Milroe just really beat them. If you remember, Milroe, a year ago, he got benched early on in the season in 2023. And then he really had his coming out party in that game against LSU. And then this season, it's been a little bit more structured. A lot of the things that Milroe did last year, because as Brian Kelly talked about earlier in this week, they were trying to find who they wanted at quarterback. They had three different guys to choose from, so they were really trying to go through all of that as far as figuring out who's the right guy for them. And so Milroe was able to have a lot of success on off-script stuff, right? Play breaks down, he gets out of the pocket, either makes a play throwing the football down the field or takes off running, gets big chunk yardage plays. That was what Milroe was able to do. This time, it's a little bit more, now that they understand Milroe's skill set, understand how to use them, it's a little bit more structured. So in that sense, it sounds like, okay, you know what you're going to get from them. You just got to get your guys prepared for them and now go out there and execute. So based on that, you would think it might be a little bit easier to defend a guy like Milroe because you know what to expect. I think going back to that Alabama game last year, you knew Milroe was an extremely athletic quarterback and a guy that can beat you with his legs. I don't think you knew to the extent that he could like he did in that game against Alabama a year ago.
How's Jaden Milroe different this year than he was last year?
Well, a little bit more in the pocket, or they're, you know, I guess to back it up even more.
Jalen Milroe. I said Jaden. I'm sorry. Too much.
Well, Jalen Milroe, but Kaden DeBoer, of course, is the new coach at Alabama. He was at Washington last year, and Michael Penix was his quarterback a season ago. Now, Michael Penix had the big arm, threw for a ton of yards, a Heisman finalist, and it seems like this year they've tried to make Milroe more of a passer this season. And when Milroe has been really good throwing the football and has a high completion percentage, Alabama tends to have really good games. I mean, he completed 71% of his passes against Wisconsin. They blew out the Badgers. He completed 82% of his passes against Georgia, and Alabama had a great game. But against Tennessee, he only completed 56% of his passes, and he lost. So, and really, since the Georgia game, he hasn't been as good. He's been okay. He hasn't been as good. It looked like he was going to have a terrific season because he really put together a really good back-to-back performance against Wisconsin and Georgia, but it just hasn't looked the same since then. He's been sacked a lot here in his last three games. He's been sacked nine times, so I think they've tried to make him a little bit more of a like a Michael Penix guy, but he's not Michael Penix. He's a guy that needs to get out there and roam a little bit and try to make things happen with his legs.
What I've seen from Alabama and Jalen Milroe this year, I've not seen a tremendous amount of development on his part of you.
Well, that's the thing. I think especially the last few games here, I think Alabama fans are wondering, hey, looked like this guy, you complete 27 of 33 passes against Georgia for 374 yards and two touchdowns. I'm sure Alabama fans were saying, man, we got something here with Jalen Milroe. He's about ready to have a good season. And he had a decent game against Vanderbilt, a decent game, critical interception in that game. But And then the last three games have been kind of average, really average. And so I'm sure there's a lot of Alabama fans wondering what's going on here. But they've had, just like LSU here, they've had a bye week to try to figure out some things, and they'll try to continue to unlock the potential that Milroe has.
Now let me take a break. I'm going to talk about Alabama receivers, LSU cornerbacks when we come back. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Huge game Saturday night. It is an elimination game for the college football playoffs. Let's face it, 621 traffic, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Of course, our coverage starts tomorrow with the LSU-Alabama game at 2 o'clock. You can join Mike Dettelier, Herb Tyler, former quarterback for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. More on that as the morning progresses. Let's talk about Jeff Palermo, those LSU defensive backs, and the Alabama receivers. It seems as though Ashton Stamps, good moments of brilliance, moments of utter despair. It seems as though that they're together until they're not together. The LSU defense certainly better than they were at the beginning of the season, a lot better than they were last season. Tell me about how they match up with the Alabama receivers and your thoughts there.
Yeah, I think Ashton Stamps and Zy Alexander really solidified the cornerback position this year. Remember, it was kind of a revolving door. They were trying everybody there a year ago, and it's much better this season with those two guys. Ashton Stamps has really come into his own, same for Zy Alexander, for a guy.
To be fair, let me just say this: it's a tough position.
It's a very tough position.
You can't
very tough
just
position.
Say somebody gets beat once or beat twice, and then that wasn't fair the way I presented it. But go ahead, please.
But Alabama has two big time wide receivers. One of them is a 17-year-old. Yeah, 17-year-old Ryan Williams, who's had an unbelievable season: 35 catches, 702 yards. He's averaging 20 yards a catch, 7 touchdowns. Had the big touchdown against Georgia after Georgia had retaken the lead, or took the lead for the first time late against Alabama in that great game back in September. But this kid is phenomenal. This is the next great wide receiver from Alabama. And then their other main receiver is Jeremy Bernard. He's a transfer from Washington. He followed Kalen DeBoer here to Alabama. He's a bigger receiver. 30 catches, 463 yards on the season. I think the key here for LSU is they got to be physical with these guys, especially Ryan Williams. I mean, I just mentioned it. 17 years old, kind of more on the smaller side, kind of more on the body frame of Deontay Smith, who, of course, was from A&M, won the
Heisman Trophy
at Alabama. So he's on the smaller side. So I think for Stamps and Alexander, they got to be physical with these two guys. And then after that, there's not, you know, they throw the ball a little bit to Justice Haynes out of the backfield. C.J. Dupree is their tight end. He's got 14 catches, but no one else outside of that has more than 10 catches on this Alabama team. Emmanuel Henderson is certainly someone that looks like who can be a big play receiver for them, but he only has 4 grabs on the year. So the two main guys are Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard.
30 seconds left. Let me talk about the Alabama cornerbacks. You know, I'm a big fan of Tre'Davious Green. I like that 6'7", long arms, and I used him a little bit 2 weeks ago. Tell me about this week.
Well, and I think what is probably the best is C.J. Daniels getting back for LSU. He's listed as probable now. Mm-hmm. Has been really hampered by a knee injury the last two games. He is the safety blanket for Garrett Nussmeier. He is the guy that can get you 8 yards on a reception or 10 or 12 or 14. He's that kind of guy that Nussmeier needs. Then some talk about Nussmeier and his completion percentage and so forth. He needs a guy like C.J. Daniels, so it's good to know that he's probable. And I think Chris Hilton, after getting that first game under his belt, I expect him to have more of an impact this Saturday against Alabama.
Game day is coming to your city. They're going to be in Baton Rouge. It's going to be electric. Thank you, Jeff. You want to make a prediction or not?
I'm going to hold off just for a second here, Tommy, but I think it's going to be. I think you're going to see a lot of points here in this game. Both defenses are susceptible, that's for sure.
All right, thank you, sir. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we'll talk about a government success story. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Chris. You know, College game day coming to Baton Rouge tomorrow, and one person that will not, not person, but somebody that will not be there, I don't know how to phrase this really, but if you've been watching College game day, you've seen Kirk Herbstreit with Ben with him throughout the season, Ben being Kirk Herbstreit's dog, and unfortunately cancer had spread and the dog had to be put to sleep over the week. And Kirk Herbstreit said some things about his dog that I think y'all know how I felt about Betsy the boxer. He said he had dogs all his life, but Ben was one-on-one. He was smart, loving, gentle, patient, inquisitive, and welcoming to all. Always a big smile and a soft tail wag. He and I could communicate. He and I understood each other and had each other's backs. He was with me more than anyone at home and traveling with me for work. Such an easygoing companion. Hard day, but he'll live within all of us forever. God, please put his majestic soul, and thank you for putting him in my life. Bless his majestic soul, rather, and thank you for putting him in my life for the last 10 years. A true blessing. Love you, Ben. And you could, man, I'd say the same exact thing about my Betsy the boxer. So it's going to be a tough day for Kirk Herbstreit. I know those of you that don't have dogs, maybe you don't get it, but those of you that have had a dog that you felt as though was your soulmate, you do indeed get it. So it'll be a tough day for Kirk Herbstreit. We'll take a break, come back, WWL. 646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. No rain really in the forecast until Sunday. And Raphael, I keep calling him Raul, I don't know why. What the hell is the name of the storm? Raphael? Yeah, Raphael is not going to be a problem. Is not going to be a problem after all. It's been a long week for us. Highs of 83 today, 83 tomorrow, 80% chance for Sunday, though. Highs of 79, 79 on Monday. Chance for showers lingers, then highs in the mid-70s to upper 70s through Thursday. Then we get a cool front with lows in the 50s, highs in the upper 60s, lower 70s through next weekend. And let's hope maybe that's a start of some cooler weather, because I'm not really enjoying summertime 2.0. David Cresson joins us now, executive director of CCA Louisiana, to talk about a government success story. How are you, David?
I'm doing well, Tommy. It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about the man from the beginning on this government success story. If you want to start with what CCA is and Menhaden Industry and how this whole thing got started. And then, because I think that people have to have a background on this, a context to understand what it is that's happened and seemingly successfully.
Well, I would agree with you. CCA is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to making sure our marine resources in Louisiana and really in all the coastal states across the country, but specifically here, we're concerned about Louisiana, that they're being preserved and conserved. And so we work hard to make sure that policymakers put in rules that are beneficial to our marine resources. And we have members all around the state that care about that. And in the last few years, we have found ourselves, on different sides of the fence from the what's called the Menhaden industry. We've talked about it on this show numerous times. It's a very large industrialized bait fishing operation, really operated by two companies that use enormous ships and enormous nets to catch, you know, a billion pounds or so of this very important bait fish called Menhaden. The colloquial term for it is pogies, and so pogies are an incredibly important bait fish to just about all the sport fish we care about, and these boats are catching about a billion pounds out of Louisiana when in most states it's not allowed in state waters or these very significant buffers that keep these boats away from the shorelines because they're so big and have such big gear. Well, in the last year or so, we've seen some real progress thanks to, you know, the Louisiana State Government and Wildlife and Fisheries and volunteers of organizations like ours and the industry. We've gotten together and decided that, for the betterment of everybody involved, that there would be a half-mile buffer. Now, we asked for a little bit more buffer. The industry obviously didn't want as much, and so we settled on a half-mile with, the help of Governor Landry got involved with this discussion. And the half-mile buffer seems to be showing some real progress. I think you put it well, Tommy. This is a government success story where we got everybody in a room, worked out some details, and the half-mile buffer is seeming to show some, along with some other measures that have gone into effect, have really seemed to help out.
How are commercial or recreational fishermen viewing this?
Well, I think overall it's seen as progress. For the most part, most of the recreational community probably would have liked a little more than a half-mile buffer. And, again, the industry didn't want much at all. And so having the half-mile, it's the same as what Texas has. It's, Alabama and Mississippi both have a mile, and Florida doesn't allow it in state waters. But it's progress, and I think most people recognize it as progress. And as a result, of other measures, we've seen fish spills by this industry, and these are millions and millions of fish being spilled. In the last 3 years, it has been over 40 of these very large-scale reported fish spills. Well, in 2024, as of the latest data, there were only two. And having these boats be a little further away from shore, still able to make their catch, but being a little further away from shore, a little deeper water, they're using better nets now and other measures, it has seemed to have a real positive effect. Honestly, it's been quiet. I haven't heard much from anglers that have been bothered as much by these boats. You don't see the spills occurring. I think it's, like you said, a real success story for everybody involved.
Man, it's a hell of a thing when a plan comes together, isn't it, David?
Well, this is a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of concern by a lot of people. You give credit to the industry for the improvements they've made. You give credit to the policymakers that got involved with this and the volunteers that cared so much about it. We always wanted a good result here. There may be more to come, but as of right now, we feel like this is progress.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time as always. We'll stay in touch and talk about this if anything changes. David Cresson, Executive Director of CCA Louisiana. 6:51 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWO. When we come back, we'll talk to the National Weather Service about what is left with Rafael and what it could mean for the game tomorrow night against against Alabama in Tiger Stadium. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic, WWL. All right, 6:57, 3 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jake Zerang from National Weather Service. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's talk about Raphael. And this was something that I made the comparison. That's kind of like Tracy Porter during the Saints and the Colts game back in the Super Bowl, where it was coming and you thought it was going to be something. And then Tracy Porter steps in front and intercepts. And that's kind of what happened with the wind shear or what?
That's right. Yeah, that wind shear and that front that's coming down is helping keep it south of here. I like that analogy as a Saints fan.
So tell me what we can expect here in terms of effects from Raphael, if any.
Yeah, so it looks like the Raphael itself will remain well south of the central Gulf Coast and kind of meander westward in the central Gulf before really dying out in the next few days and over the weekend into next week. If anything, rain chances are going to increase starting on Saturday and going into Sunday. And tides are going to be about 1 foot above normal. That's why we have a coastal flood advisory out for this weekend. But it really seems like that's it on the impacts. No real direct threat. Staying well south of here.
So let's talk about seriously cold weather, not freezing or anything like that or snow, but just something that, you know, it gets us out of summer 2.0.
Right. Yeah. It looks like, you know, we have a front coming from Texas, but unfortunately, it looks like it's going to stall over western Louisiana this weekend. But good news is maybe in the middle of next week, we'll get a front to come down and bring us cooler temperatures, highs in the 70s and lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. So what you think of fall, obviously not right now.
And what time frame is that, Jake?
It looks like in the middle of next week we might have that come down here.
And lingering or back to the 80s after that?
Looks like it'll linger around for a few days at least.
And then back to the 80s?
And then might warm up a little bit more, and then maybe another front after that. But then as we get farther out, it gets a little bit tougher.
Okay. Thank you, Jake. I appreciate your time as always. And dry in Tiger Stadium Saturday night, right?
You know, it never rains.
No.
Chance of rain is never.
And the sun will find its home in the western sky. Thank you, Jake. We'll be back. WWL.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.